right. It is 1:08 p.m. Eastern Time, and you are listening to 90.3 CKUT, Montreal's alternative radio on air since 1987. This is If You've Got Ears, a special all-metal edition, and you just listened to Take the Oath by Possession off their album It's Orchidzyme. Before that, you listened to Gods of Satan by Sabbat, Japanese Sabbat, not English Sabbat, the superior one, from Japan, off their album Evoke. And before that, you listened to Where Angels Bow Down by Manat off their self-titled demo. They do have a Bandcamp. I highly suggest you go support, get a tape or a digital copy. That's M-A-N-A-T on Bandcamp. This next band is actually from Quebec. I thought they were from Toronto, but they're actually from Jonquière. This is Vore off their album Evil Metal. This song is called Evil Metal.
Thank you. Slayer, tear off and send down the enemy at all. We've just some coolies and my own can be seen all. Give ships and artillery, I'll give it a high. Give me an old man then, I'll take it so little. I'm putting it out, I'm not from my city.
Beck Music Parallel is proud to present Rebetica by Andy Moore from The X with Yannis Kyriakides. Also featured, the Bozzini Quartet with Andy Moore performing Yannis Kyriakides' cassettes. It's all happening live in downtown Montreal at the Espace Orange in the Edifice Wilder at Blurry and St. Catharines. Show happens on October 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the Espace Orange website. A CKUT co-presentation.
I realize every time I come back on the mic, I say, all right, I need to, I don't want to sound like Matthew McConaughey. I need to pick a different transition word. But as a reminder, as the ad said, you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. And you, well, before the ad, you listened to Master's Hammer off their first album, Ritual. That song was Genovie. Before that, you listened to Root off their album, Zivanyi, Revelation. That song was Pishim Pro Satana, Song for Satan. Both of those bands are like late 80s, early 90s Czech, kind of like first wave-ish black metal. And I just really love that era of black metal so much because they were kind of just doing whatever they wanted and kind of pushing ahead and making new ground for themselves. And also nobody dressed like they were in a black metal band. Like if you look at pictures of Master's Hammer, one guy's in a sweater, one guy has a really wrinkly cape, another guy sort of tried to do King Diamond corpse paint, and another guy looks just lost. It's really great. There's a really great comp called Ultra Metal. If Czech first wave black metal interests you, I highly recommend checking it out on YouTube. And before that, before all that Czech black metal, you heard Vore, who are from Jonquière, Quebec. That song was called Evil Metal off their album Evil Metal. This next song is from Poison, not the hair metal Poison band, but the German thrash, like blackened thrash, I guess, band from their album Further Down Into the Abyss. This song is called Alive Undead.
Thank you.
just listened to In the Grip of Winter by Autopsy off their album Mental Funeral. Before that, you listened to Stiff and Cold by Gorguts off their album, their first album, Considered Dead. Obviously, you know, if you're going to play Canadian metal, you can't leave out Gorguts. Even though Tech Death is not everyone's thing, it's not usually my thing. I do think Considered Dead is a landmark album in death metal. And I thought, you know, since the weather's changing, it would be appropriate to play two songs about being grim and frostbitten. And before that, before Gorguts, you listened to Alive Undead by German black and thrash band Poison off their album Further Down Into the Abyss. We're going to keep going on this death metal trend. And we're going to play Nirvana 2002, not the grunge band Nirvana, but the band that had to change their name to Nirvana 2002 because of a lawsuit. This is off the compilation album Recordings 89 through 91. I think Relapse put this out, and this song is called Mourning. That was Morbid Angel off their album Domination. That song was Where the Slime Live. I'm really upset that Morbid Angel broke their whole streak of having all their albums in alphabetical order. I forget if it was the I record or the H record or whichever one that broke the trend. I was kind of sad about that, but, you know, life isn't permanent. Before that, you listened to The Old Hag by Death Breath off the brand new, like, I came out, I think, like, a month or so ago, The Old Hag EP. Death Breath is Nikki Anderson from Entombed's new band. I was so super stoked when they put out a new release, because they hadn't released anything, I think, since 2006 when they put out 2007 when they put out Let It Stink, which is one of the best, in my opinion, best death metal albums of the 2000s, and as such it is now impossible to find a copy anywhere. Before that, you listened to Mourning by Nirvana 2002, the Swedish death metal band Nirvana, not the grunge band Nirvana, off their compilation album Recordings 89 through 91. We only have time for one more song, and it's a song that I've been listening to a lot over the past few days. This is a really new release. This is the band Sumerlands off their new album, Dream Killer. This is the title track, Dream Killer. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Keep supporting, keep listening to 90.3 FM CKUT. There's a lot of great shows coming up the rest of the day and all the time. And to quote my good old friend from Chicago, Isaac, please be good. And if you can't be good, be safe.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
I felt that I had a message, but people did not choose to listen to what I was saying.
We all understand that she sat down on the bus.
The policeman, he said, why don't you stand up? I said, I don't think I should have to stand up.
The narrow narrative of her just on one day did something.
Couldn't be further from the truth.
Rosa Parks helped spark the civil rights movement in 1955 by refusing to give up her seat to a white man on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. When she died in 2005, one network described her as a tired seamstress, no troublemaker. Well, today we look at a new documentary that explores her troublemaking, her lifelong dedication to fighting racism and support for armed militant black activists. The film is called The Rebellious Life of Mrs. Rosa Parks. We'll speak to the film's co-director, Yoruba Richin.
It's really remarkable to think that, you know, some of her earliest memories are sitting with her grandfather, watching the Ku Klux Klan try to, intimidate and terrorize their house. And her grandfather